Two separate reports completed in 2025 and seen by KFM News converge on the same stark conclusion about St Patrick's Primary School in Selbridge. In its current condition, the building presents a serious and immediate safety concern that extends well beyond routine maintenance issues. The first is a condition inspection commissioned by the school, and the second is a detailed emergency works application prepared by registered architect Martin Noon. And together, they describe a temporary modular building showing severe deterioration across its structure, fire protection and building fabric, alongside confirmed evidence of rodent burrows on the site. The consultant's core finding sets the tone. The building, he writes, is not fit for purpose to operate without considerable risk and is unsafe and poses a serious immediate threat to the well-being, health and safety of the occupants and user. And those sentiments there, done by these two reports, are being, you know, mirrored by parents who have been texting in since yesterday. One listener says, thank you for spreading awareness on the current issue of St Patrick's Primary School. We need new modulars ASAP. The environment and building are both unhealthy and unsafe for our children and the staff. Another listener says they're a parent in this school and they feel completely horrified reading the reports. In my view, this has become a human rights issue. I pay high level tax in this country and yet I'm sending my child to a school that is being described as unsafe and not fit for purpose. Every morning I feel guilt and anxiety, wondering if my child is actually safe. This listener says they are questioning whether they have any choice but to try and find another school. They also have a three-year-old who was meant to start in St Patrick's Primary School, but now this parent is looking at other options for them. The thought of sending one child somewhere safer while my other child remains in this building is incredibly distressing. Those are only two messages that I've caught up on. There's at least another 20 to catch up on. But Martin Osborne, head of news and who put this report together over the weekend, was speaking to one parent, Anya Tobin. Her child is at St Patrick's Primary School in Selbridge, and Martin sat down and spoke to her yesterday, and we have that interview to play here just to get more of a sense of what the feelings of parents are who are sending their child to St Patrick's Primary School in Selbridge.
Anya, first of all, when you read these reports describing the building as unsafe, what was your immediate reaction as a parent?
To be honest, I felt sick. Some parents, not everyone, there's been rumours that there's been issues with the school, that there was some remediation work required, but not on the scale of that. Like you said it there, you know, that it's an immediate threat to safety and well-being. That's our children that we're sending into that school every day. That's our children's teachers are facing that every day. I felt sick to my stomach reading it. You know, you're like, how have things got that bad? Like, how is this allowed to happen?
And how have other parents reacted? I know you're part of a number of WhatsApp groups. How have those parents reacted?
Yeah, similarly, like most of the classes have a WhatsApp group. So this came out into the WhatsApp group yesterday morning and it spread like fire. Now I ended up setting up like one big one for everybody so that we can start sharing some information. We don't have a lot of it, but parents are shocked. I had people reaching out to me separately just asking me, is it safe? Should we be sending our children in there at all? Does the school need to be condemned? And a few parents saying if they send their child into school and they get injured in school, that a ceiling falls on them, a wall falls on them, they fall through the floor, that they'll feel guilty that they sent their child into that. Parents are scared, you know, we're wondering what's going on, and like there's an awful lot of confusion. There hasn't been any communication from the department or from the ministers about what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a visit a couple of weeks ago, but we haven't heard anything. There's been no outcome from that, you know.
And just for any listeners who aren't aware, the reports that KFM published over the weekend, I mean, they do highlight serious concerns about corridor fire doors failing, and we also saw that sections of the floor structure are deteriorating. Had parents been aware of issues like this before now?
Not really. Like some parents, I suppose, do. Like the older kids will come home with stories. They'll tell you, my child's in first class, so she doesn't tell you a whole pile, you know, but you'll hear it from other parents. And then it's kind of more, let's say, like you'll hear it at pick-up or you'll hear it when you're dropping the children off. But some of it's hearsay and it's not fact. You're wondering, are the kids exaggerating? You know, some of the kids are saying they have to wear jackets in their class. It's so cold. Others will say, oh, you know, one of the lights fell out of the ceiling today. And so, it's very hard to know what's going on. Now, there is scaffolding gone up at the school. At the start of January, or actually over the Christmas period, one of the classrooms, I think it was the second class classroom, thank God it failed over Christmas. Mm-hmm. but the ceiling completely collapsed. Thank God that happened during Christmas and not when those kids were in class. Jesus, like a teacher or a child could have been seriously injured, or multiple children seriously injured, you know. So scaffolding went up. The school, there was some information came out the weekend of the 15th. There was two emergency porta cabins went in. Like KFM covered it earlier in January, where one of the senior infants classes were sent home because their class started leaking so badly, the children had to be sent home. And over that weekend, there was two emergency porta cabins put out on the yard. They're being run by generators right now. They're the two best classrooms in the school. The rest of the place is falling apart. There's not a lot of awareness. Like, there is scaffolding up there now. There was a bit of work at the start, but nothing's happened for weeks. It kind of nearly feels like, has the money run out? You know, so the scaffolding is there, but is it for sure what's actually happening? And we don't know. And like, I've sent emails to the Minister of Education. I'm just getting stock responses. You know, I have asked specifically, is there plans to replace the modular units? There is not. They just keep referring to, you know, the new school campus. Like, that's at stage 2A planning. I actually thought it was 2B planning, but I got a response over the weekend saying it's at stage 2A, which is developed design. Like, that school is years away. There's no funding for it. It didn't get funding for the 26-27 year from the National Education Grants or whatever it is that comes out there. But then basically, we didn't even get money for replacement units. So, like, our school is absolutely disintegrating. It's falling apart. And the Department of Education aren't doing anything to help our children and to help our teachers.
And Anya, I'm just looking at a response that you did receive from the Department of Education, from Hildegard Nocton's office, and it says, the length of time a project takes to deliver depends on several factors, including scale and complexity, and is subject to the time it takes to progress through the various design stages. It goes on to say that the purpose of the emergency work scheme is to provide funding specifically for unforeseen emergencies, or to provide funding to facilitate inclusion and access for pupils with special needs. The reports that we highlighted over the weekend don't hold back, and I'll just read for listeners. One of the reports stated that a full review of the overall system, including emergency and escape lighting, must be carried out by a specialist fire protection system specialist and upgrade to current standards and regulations as required. It went on to say that there are serious structural issues, and that a suspended plywood floor plate is set above a concrete raft, and that's reported to be rotting and failing in multiple locations. And I know you mentioned anecdotal stories from some children, and in some cases, you know, they could be dismissed as wild imagination. But I do also have a copy of a letter that was sent to Taoiseach Micheál Martin from a fourth class pupil at St. Patrick's Primary School. And the student outlined how they have six lights in their classroom that don't work, and they have one leak beside the bathroom. The student went on to say, our heating isn't too good either. I have to wear my coat in class sometimes. These are stories from the children themselves. What have you been hearing from children?
Yeah, like, very similar. Like, some kids will say, oh, you know, one of the lights fell out of the ceiling, like, the other day. There was also some children saying that they have seen, I know the report says that the report writer didn't actually see vermin when they were there. They saw activity because they saw the burrs. The children have seen mice. They've seen mice running in and out of classrooms, you know, so they are there. Like, and like, I know I'm talking about the children because these are children. Some of the kids will start juniors at 4.5, but look, we'll say predominantly we're talking 5-year-olds up to 12-year-olds. They're children and they're being subjected to this, and their teachers and the staff are being subjected to this. You know, you're kind of going from a health and safety perspective. Parents were unaware, and I think now that parents are finally, after, you know, thank you for the report, now that we've seen it, like, we're outraged. We're like, how can this be allowed to happen? And like, just going back to that response that I got from Minister Nocton's office, you know, they kind of were saying, well, EWS, it's really only for really serious situations. Our school is falling down. A ceiling could fall on a child. If the place goes on fire, the fire doors aren't working. If someone is trying to escape, you could fall through a hole in the floor. You're just, it beggars belief. And I'm kind of going, if that doesn't constitute an emergency, what does? And I've had a few people reach out to me. I guess, look, I've been kind of active in this. And, you know, as a school community, like, it is a lovely school, like, this, as in, not the building, but the school community is lovely. There's a big international community up there. The kids are really happy. They're blissfully unaware that they're going to school in a death trap. So there is a lovely ethos in the school, but like, we can't, that can't carry us into perpetuity. Like, the school is It's literally falling apart. And if the Department of Education won't help us now, when are they going to? Like, Minister Moynihan was out at the school last year on Friday the 30th of May. He did a walkthrough of the school. I thought he was coming out to visit the international picnic. You know, there was requests for photo consent to take pictures with him and that. But he had a tour of the school at that point. And I know that there was EWS funding, which is the Emergency Work Scheme funding, was applied for after that. And some of the local councillors and TDs, I'd been speaking to some afterwards, and they basically said the school was in a really bad state of repair. And at the time, there was a report going to be sent to Helen McEntee. She was the minister at the time. So that has to have passed to Minister Nocton. Now, she was out there on Wednesday, the 14th of January. She also got a walk through the school. Surely she saw the floor, the holes in the floor, the doors that don't open. They're so warped that they just can't, you can't use them anymore.
And were parents made aware of the Education Minister's visit?
The one in last May we did, because there was requests for photo consent.
Okay.
The one this year we weren't. There was a communication sent out on the 15th after the fact to let us know that it
after
had occurred.
The fact. After the fact.
Part of me wonders, is that because Minister Nocton didn't want to meet any parents in case we actually questioned her to find out what she was going to do for our school community? It's not fair. Like, the teachers are wonderful, you know, and they're trying to teach our kids, and they're in an awful position up there, you know. So.
And I think, Anya, one thing that stood out just from the report that we have up is that the original condition report was described as a superficial inspection, and that meant no intrusive opening up of the structure and no access to certain high-level areas. And despite those limitations, the professional opinion is that the building is unsafe. And I suppose that raises an obvious question. If those conclusions were reached on a non-invasive review, what would a full intrusive survey reveal? Is a full intrusive survey something that you and other parents would like to see carried out?
To be honest, at this point, I think it would be a waste of time. It's clear that the building is failing. That report, those two reports are from 2025. I haven't seen them. I did put in a Freedom of Information request over the summer and requested them, and it was refused. But the weather the last couple of months has been relentless. It's been constantly raining, the amount of damp. So whatever was in those reports, it's worse now. There's way more water egress. It's the school is essentially falling asunder. We actually need new modular units. Our children are not going to see the new school. They'll be finished. My daughter for definite will be finished before the new school has even been built. We need new modular units, and we need them now. And the ministers were aware of this, yet they didn't give any funding to St. Patrick's. They didn't give us any funding in the National Development Plan for 2026-2027. Some of the other schools around did. I know that CCS got some funding for some additional modular units. Scolrory and Maynooth, I know that was built in 2019, also in a temporary building. I'm delighted they're getting funding for their new school, but their school isn't in as bad as a condition as ours. So why has our school been overlooked? Two ministers have been out there. They've seen that the place is falling asunder. They've walked on the bouncy floors. They're bouncy because they're rotting. And we've been overlooked for funding. Why? Like, it's an utter disgrace, you know.
And on the back of that then, Anya, we do know that a permanent school building could still be years away. I suppose you did say that you've come up against kind of a brick wall with the Department of Education and kind of bog standard responses. If you could deliver a message on behalf of yourself and parents directly to the Department of Education this morning, what would it be?
Our children are in dire need of a safe, and our teachers in a dire need of a safe place to go to school, to be educated, and to go to work. Please give us funding for new modular buildings. You know, our school needs it before someone gets seriously injured or gets killed.
That was Anya Tobin speaking to Head of News Martin Osborne yesterday in relation to her fears and other parents' fears of their children attending St. Patrick's Primary School there in Selbridge. And again, more messages are coming in, all from parents of the school whose children are in school. One listener says, both of my children attend St. Patrick's. It's basically a forgotten school. Out of sight, out of mind is how it is. It was always the way. The department should be ashamed of themselves for allowing hundreds of children to attend a school that's unsafe. safe. Staff shouldn't be expected to work in these conditions. What would they say if an upstairs classroom collapsed? Is it going to take for something bad to happen before something is done? Damp in a school can cause so many sicknesses. One listener says their daughter is in junior infants and my other daughter is due to start in September 2027. Will either of them see a new building? If the building was a cafe, a salon, a shop, an office, it would be condemned and closed down, and yet we have to continue to send our children in there every day. And this listener says that their daughter has told them that the toilet in her classroom doesn't flush and that only a tiny trickle of water comes out of the tap for hand washing. Another listener says, as a parent for in St. Patrick's Primary School, it's worrying sending children to buildings that were only ever meant to be temporary and are now nearly two decades old. We're asking for urgency, transparency and a safe learning environment for pupils and staff. Another listener is a parent of two children at the school. Myself and my husband are extremely concerned about the current condition of the temporary school. The recent report on the major issues are extremely frightening and extremely concerning. The lack of action from the Department of Education. Another listener, my six-year-old is in senior infants. She'll likely be finished her primary schooling by the time the new campus is built. Am I to continue to send her to school for her education while holding my breath each day, hoping I don't get a call advising of an incident as a result of known structural issues, fire safety concerns or rodent issues? Do I send my son, who is due to start school in September 2026, to be at risk of the same issues? The current modular units need to be replaced to ensure the safety of our children, and we need the government to tell us that the school is to apply for emergency work schemes, which is for unforeseen emergencies. This is not unforeseen. It's almost guaranteed if you use temporary prefabs with a 5-year lifespan for 20 years. Another listener says, I'm a parent who sends my child into that school every day. I feel sick. Sorry, the message is just loading, saying they feel sick having to send their child in, and especially after the details emerged over the weekend. My child has spoke about holes in floors and leaking ceilings. My child has additional needs and is devastated by the constant loss of their sensory room. Would the ministers feel okay leaving their children in a school like that every day? At the end of the day, it's a risk to our children and the staff's lives. How is that okay? There are many families in the school who have already been bereaved from many things related to this. I can tell you personally, as one of those parents, I do not want to bury another one of my family members or hear that my child has been seriously injured. This needs serious attention now before something serious happens. Those are just, I'd say, a quarter or a fifth of the messages coming in from parents, and they're continuing to come in now. Head of news at KFM, Martin Osborne, joins me in studio now. Martin, seeing all the responses that we're getting from parents whose children are in this St. Patrick's Primary School, was this something, when you were speaking to Anya yesterday, that you expected to get such a response?
Like, to be honest, and I was saying to Anya yesterday, I've been a journalist for a long time, and when I was combing through these reports over the weekend, it took me a while to pick my jaw up off the floor. And, you know, I had to double check and triple check what I was reading. I just think it was so shocking. And I think one of the key things for me, and we touched on it with Anya, is that these surveys, these reports were commissioned off the back of non-invasive surveys. And it kind of begs the question, and we did discuss it earlier, is if there was a full kind of review of the school, if maybe, you know, peek behind the actual covers, you know, what would that show? And I think the concerns of the parents, I mean, I am the father of a child. I would be on tenterhooks sending my child to a school where a report has essentially come out and said, you know, it's not fit for purpose. And I just think for anybody who might be joining us or who might be unfamiliar with St. Patrick's Primary School in Selbridge, just to recap some of the key concerns from the reports: failure of corridor fire doors, rotting ground floor structures in multiple locations, water penetration and structural distortion, emergency exit doors not functioning properly, and confirmed rodent burrows on site. And the consultant went on to say that the building is not fit for purpose and unsafe in its current condition. And Kildare North Social Democrats TD Aidan Farrelly is set to raise the matter in the Dáil, and he has previously raised the matter in the Dáil, and he joins us now.
Morning.
Aidan, like, there's no holding back. The consultant's language is stark: serious immediate threat. In your view, how serious is the risk facing children right now?
I think this is about as bad as it gets, Martin. I think having heard from Anya, and look, we've been hearing from parents, teachers, SNAs about this right throughout the last number of months. The reports have shown and are now proof where we have serious breaches of fire safety regulations due to the universal almost failure of fire safe doors, the catastrophic failure of the floor plate. We even have proof that there's rodent burrows in the gullies. This is not a conducive learning environment for children, never mind a safe place for children to be. I think it's clear that we can come to that conclusion now. But also, it's a work environment for teachers, for SNAs, for the entire school community. This was meant to be a temporary fix. 5 years, 20 years later, the government must now step in. This is a failure right across the board in terms of governance, in terms of oversight, and nothing will suffice now other than a commitment from this department, who are really showing over the last number of weeks we have questions that they must answer with regards to their ability to function in our interest.
And Aidan, we did submit a number of questions to the Department of Education, and one question was, what are the plans to address the issues highlighted in the report into the school? And we know that Education Minister Hildegard Nocton visited the school only last month, and our second question were any of these issues highlighted acknowledged by Minister Hildegard Nocton during her visit to the school a number of weeks ago? And interestingly, that question wasn't answered. The statement we did get was, the department is aware of the issues highlighted in the report and has engaged project managers and contractors to address the immediate issues. There has been significant engagement with the school in relation to the sequencing of works to address outstanding issues. And I'm just going to go back to a point you raised there. This building was only supposed to be in place for 5 years.
And you spoke a little bit about, you know, if you peeled back the covers of this school, you know, it wasn't an invasive assessment, what would happen then? I think there's worry on the ground, legitimate, that if you started to peel back the floorboards or the walls, it could crumble. Like, genuinely, that's the type of damage that we're talking about here and the wear and tear of this school. And again, to put it in context once more, this is a school environment for children who are very vulnerable, who are really, you know, wanting to learn to be in a safe place. This is not fit for purpose now. And that is why nothing will suffice, bar absolute commitment from the school. We, you listeners, need to be really aware of the length of time a new school or school works can take. This school tried to engage with the department as early as a year ago to get these emergency works undertaken. That's not happened yet, and we're seeing very, very slow progress from the department regarding that. But a new school will go through stage after stage after stage. And when the school wasn't part of the recent allocation from the department, that really is a concern for people, and rightly so in Selbridge. Again, the population continues to grow significantly in Selbridge. What we need is more school places, not less. And what you've heard it from parents this morning directly. Do we disenroll our child from this in September? Do we go somewhere else? The problem is it's not like we have a lot of options, but also we can't ever question the principal or the teachers or the SNA's commitment to these children, the type of education they're getting. Imagine if they were in a building that was fit for purpose. That's why I kind of reached out beyond party politics this week. I've called on us all, and we're working together on this. We have form in Kildare North on trying to get issues resolved together with Nisha, with Joe, with James and with Rada. We're putting the parties aside, and we're going to try and work together, whether that's on topicals, to make sure the minister is fully briefed. We've seen this morning the department roll back on the SNA cuts. Now we need the government to find more money behind the couch, wherever they found that 19 million, they need to find money for St Patrick's School this week.
And Aidan, I'll just come in here to ask. You mentioned there four TDs are going to the government about this. Do you think that, you know, yourself and the four TDs, will this be enough that will finally garner the attention that this issue needs in St Patrick's Primary School, that the Department of Education and the Education Minister will finally see what exactly is happening here?
We all have a responsibility on this. and we all have a different role to play. The only thing, I suppose, as an opposition TD that I can try to do my best with is to make sure that the Minister is aware of this situation. I take that role very seriously. Colleagues are in government. Colleagues have probably more influence, more power. When we work together, we have the opportunity to bring this to a resolution that will make the building safe for children, for teachers, for SMEs. I have to remain hopeful that that's the case. It's not good enough now that the department can bury its head in the sand. I actually cannot understand how these reports have been ignored. They are as damning as I have seen with regards to a school building. It really, really goes beyond any sort of concern, legitimate worry. So will it produce an outcome when we all be back here on the school on the radio on Friday morning and say it's been a really positive week, we have commitment? I hope so. For those parents, for the teachers, for the children, I genuinely hope so. It won't be for a lack of trying on our behalf.
And Aidan, you are a politician. You're obviously aware, you're privy to how politicians operate. One thing that kind of stood out to me when I was speaking to Áine is the fact that parents weren't even told that Education Minister Hildegard Nocton was going to visit the school. And I suppose if we approach this with some level of cynicism, do you think maybe parents weren't told because questions would be asked by parents? Maybe they would have shown up on the day. Was it a photo op? I mean, the Department of Education didn't actually answer a question about what the result of the visit, you know, what actually came of that.
Truthfully, I think it would be unfair for me to I suppose, guess on that. I've no reason to think that it was a visit that wasn't intended to highlight to the Minister directly the catastrophic problems facing the school, and I would hope sincerely that that is what happened. The Minister was in the constituency, I think it was just before Christmas, and I joined her for a visit in St. Wolstan's, and I know she attended other schools in that morning. If St. Patrick's was one of those, brilliant. I just hope that the message that she heard that morning was very, very clear. There's no future in this school as it currently stands. That is the message that this department needs to hear. We either need to see a significant commitment regarding a new school, but also with a caveat that that isn't going to come today or tomorrow. So what happens for those children, those teachers, those SNAs in the meantime? This needs to be priority number one on this minister's desk.
Yeah.
And Deputy Farrelly, have you, with considering what engagement you've had with the minister or department so far, looking at what is coming next now, I mean, I was going to ask the question, parents listening this morning, like, should they be concerned about sending their children in? But from the messages we're getting, they are 100% concerned, very anxious, and feel guilty themselves for having to send their children into conditions like these. So looking ahead, you know, this is being brought to the Dáil. What are you hoping that will, like, what action will be taken and what to you would be satisfactory?
You know, I heard just yesterday that you're talking multiple hundreds of parents now that have come together on this, 100, 150, you know, even more, that demand action, and they shouldn't be in this position, but I commend them for doing that. That ultimately, I think, will be the most powerful action that can come from this, whereby parents come together. Guilt is the last thing that any of us should be feeling when we're sending our kids to school in the morning. So that's just something that shouldn't be considered. We have opportunities in the Dáil this week where it is with a topical motion, which you'll find out today if we're going to be heard on that. The Department of Education are also before the Public Accounts Committee on Thursday. So I'll have an opportunity to question them directly about the process. When did they first hear this information about St. Patrick's School, and why have they not acted until now to ensure that it's a priority school? Parents will do what they can, but they're working, they're managing families. The last thing they should be doing is having to advocate for a safe school. It's bonkers in 2026. I commend them, and all of us, I think, in Kildare North will fully support whatever they need to do, but the damage has been done here over decades. And it's up to all of us now to ensure that we can bring it to some sort of adequate resolution now.
And as you were saying, like, these are parents, like, a lot of these parents don't have time to do, you know, they're working families, you know, they're working full time or looking after their children. But is this a case where if maybe emergency funding, urgent funding isn't approved and no real action is taken for St. Patrick's Primary School, is this a case where parents should be going to the likes of outside Leinster House to protest this?
Yeah. I mean, I think all action and all options should be on the table here. My concern, and I really am no building expert, but if you throw good money after bad, whereby we get a commitment of a couple of million to upgrade the buildings that are in place, what really will that achieve, given that we don't really know what's happening behind the walls or under the floorboards and the damage that rot can do in terms of mould and damp? We need more than that now. And I don't think the parents would accept any less than full commitment regarding a new school and a time frame for that, an actionable time frame for that. But also, they have to get out of those classrooms. I don't think works in those classrooms, based on those reports, should be sufficient. We need to see new classrooms on site for those children and those teachers ASAP. To me, I wouldn't settle for less. Whatever the parents decide to do, ultimately, we will support them on this. But like you say, they're doing this also while raising families, also while doing, you know, managing full-time jobs, part-time jobs, living a very busy life as a parent, as a worker. This is the last thing they should be doing. And we're paying significant amount of money for competent, responsible people in the department to do this. Where are they?
That is Deputy Farrelly speaking to us there in relation to those reports that were highlighted by KFM over the weekend. Deputy Farrelly, thanks for joining us this morning to further highlight this case, and of course for their TDs for in Kildare North are bringing this to government attention as well. As we have been reporting, the Department of Education is being asked to urgently intervene after those two separate assessments concluded the temporary building at St Patrick's Primary School in Selbridge is not fit for purpose and poses a serious safety risk. And of course, KFM is going to follow developments on this story very closely. Just a reminder, you can find the full detailed report on the KFM radio website. And as well as that, we did reach out to the Department of Education in relation to what are the plans to address these highlighted issues. And as well, were any of these highlighted or acknowledged by Education Minister Hildegard Nocton during her visit to the school a number of weeks ago? Now, the department did say the department is aware of the issues highlighted in the report and has engaged project managers and contractors to address the immediate issues. There has been significant engagement with the school in relation to the sequencing of works to address outstanding issues. That is two sentences that we got back from the Department of Education in relation to this highly detailed and highly, you know, concerning report that was published in relation to St Patrick's Primary School. And one listener has texted in and actually made a good point that this isn't the first time that safety issues have been highlighted in relation to the school in Selbridge. And I remember we covered here on KFM back in 2024 of a protest that was happening in relation to unsafe pedestrian access for those same children that we are talking about today. The pedestrian gate to the rear of the school that was installed for pedestrian access has never been opened. It was a condition of the original planning in 2007, and almost 20 years on, children and their caregivers and parents are walking an unsafe route to and from school, and they're walking an unsafe route to now a highly unsafe school, St Patrick's Primary School in Selbridge. More texts are coming in. With so many defects in the school property, it is doubtful if there is any liability or property insurance in place should an accident arise causing injury to students or teachers. Insurance policies are subject to numerous exclusions and conditions. This question should be asked. Another listener says they are a parent at St Patrick's, thanking KFM for highlighting the issues here at the school. It's an absolute disgrace that these are the conditions that we have to send our children into every day. The teachers and staff at St Patrick's are absolutely amazing. They create a wonderful environment. However, they should not have to work in these conditions. In any other sector, this would be considered a hazardous working environment. This shows the teachers' commitment to our children and the complete opposite by the government, their lack of commitment to their education and safety. Again, those are just some of the messages coming in, but many of them do share the same sentiment. All parents texting in this morning saying that they are highly concerned for their children. And unfortunately, a lot of them are feeling like it's they're, you know, they're feeling guilt for sending their children in when you shouldn't have to feel that way when, you know, you're sending your child to a primary school. That is not a normal thing that any parent should have to do. And it's actually quite stark that Deputy Farrelly was saying that parents, you know, could or should protest outside Leinster House really to get all the attention that this story deserves. But again, we will be following this very closely here at KFM, and I just want to say a huge thank you to Head of News Martin Osborne for reporting on this story. A huge amount of work went into it, and it really highlights his work ethic as a journalist here at KFM.